Welcome to the Rising Sisters podcast. I'm your host, Sophia Demetra, and we're here to talk about all things that sisters should, from manifesting to business and business to self-pleasure. There is nothing that we can't talk about. Chat soon.
Hello, beautiful beings, and welcome back to episode 14 of the Rising Sisters podcast. I'm your host, Sophia Demetra, and in this week's episode, I'm so excited to be bringing on a very special sister that I actually met on Instagram. Her name is Morgan Prentice, and she's a human design coach. So in this episode, we're going to be speaking all things human design and actually taking a look at my very own blueprint. So if you're loving this episode, make sure you take a screenshot and share it to your stories, and let's get into things. Hello, Morgan. Thank you so much for joining me today on my podcast, but also for really showing me the world of human design and actually going through my own personal chart. I'm so excited to go through this all with you.
Hi, I'm so excited to be here, and it's so nice to connect with you, and I cannot wait to dive into your chart. It's going to be so fun.
Yes, I'm so excited. And so before we get into things, like, I just actually want to give like my listeners a quick little insight into how I actually found you. And so it's actually, as I was saying to you before we got on this call, or before we started recording, I should say, I was actually telling Morgan like how I found her. And so for months I had known of human design, didn't really know much about it, hence why we're doing this. But I had heard of it. And so I was really looking for someone that could really guide me through it. And so, yeah, only recently, I think maybe a month ago or a couple of weeks ago, I literally had this download, and it was just like, Sophia, go on Instagram and like look up the hashtag human design coach. And when I did that, I literally found like 10 different people that did it that I felt aligned with. And Morgan was actually one of them. And so because I also didn't want just any normal human design reading, I also wanted to record it as a podcast. And so I was super, super specific about who I chose to bring on. And that's how, me and Morgan have connected. And yeah, this is the first time that we're actually like connecting face to face, or via Zoom, I should say. But yeah, just such a beautiful soul. So can't wait to go on this journey with you, and for my listeners to be able to gain some value from this as well.
Yeah, I'm so excited. And yeah, it's so amazing how we can just connect with other beautiful like-minded people on Instagram. It's been the core of my business, and I know it's the core of yours, so it's incredible to be able to do that.
So incredible. So before we get into things, I would love for you to just share a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and also like, if you could let me know a bit about your human design history, so how you got into it, and then we can also speak a little bit later on about like what it actually is.
Yeah, absolutely. So I am currently living between Sydney and the Sunshine Coast. I'm kind of a bit back and forth. I'm a human design / life coach. And so I really got into the human design world probably about 7 or 8 months ago. I found out my human design by accident. I was just listening to a podcast, and at the time I was in a network marketing business. And it was great, but it just didn't feel quite aligned to me. And I was coming up with a lot of resistance at every single turn. So when I found out about human design on a podcast, I was like, oh my gosh, I want to know more. And the lady was talking about specific designs, and I was like, well, that sounds like me, but that sounds like me. So when I dived in, and so I popped in my details, and I found out I was a projector. And as a projector, I ebb and flow with my energy. And so knowing that, and knowing that I don't have the same energy as everyone else, was really the number one thing that changed my life, because I've always been like, why can't I keep up with everybody else? Why do I need to take afternoon naps? Why do I need to retreat? And I was always going to naturopaths or doctors or doing anything I could to improve my energy. So when I found that out, I literally cried. I read the information, and I remember just bawling my eyes out. And my partner was like, what's going on? I was like, you don't understand. And he doesn't understand, because he's a manifesting generator and he has so much energy.
My partner's like literally the same. Like, he's also a manifesting generator.
So you both have so much energy. That's incredible. Yeah. So when I found that out, I was like, wow, this is life-changing for me. And then when I really dove into it a bit more and, you know, started using my strategy, my authority, my design, everything started working and magnetizing, and I started calling people into my business, and it was such a huge shift for me that I was like, okay, I really need to teach other people about their human design, because everybody in the world is so vastly different. And knowing that and knowing how to use your energy to interact with everyone, I just was like, I need to share this. So that's really, yeah, a little bit about me and what I'm doing. And I'm just going to keep sharing this because I absolutely love it. It's so fun. It's so fun to connect with people like yourself. Like I said, it lights up my soul. Absolutely love it.
Oh, I love that so much. I'm just sitting here and I just have like the biggest grin on my face. I'm just like, yes, like I love it. Like, it lights my heart and soul on fire. Like, when I hear other people that are just living in their purpose and their alignment as well. And so funny that you mentioned that you found human design by a podcast, because so did I. I was actually listening to Manifestation Babe, and she didn't have someone reading her chart on her podcast, but she just had someone come on and they were talking about human design, and like literally the exact same thing. I went home because I was like at the beach listening to the podcast, and then I went home and I was like Googling like everything that I could possibly get my hands on, and there is only so much you can Google. And so that's when I was like, all right, I actually need to talk to someone and like find out more about my chart. So yeah, I guess like, oh, before we get into things, actually, I'm just like so excited to get into my chart and talk about myself. Before we do, I would love for you to just give like a little bit of a outlook to my audience as to what human design actually is.
Yeah, definitely. So I love this kind of tagline for human design. It's really where science meets spirituality. So it's encompassing quite a few different things. And I love that it has a real science base to it. And when I found that out, that was the grounding force that I was like, yes, I really believe in this. This is incredible. So human design is really an energetic system guiding you in how you can show up in the world with ease and magnetize everything that you desire. So it's a coming back to self. It's a deconditioning of basically when we are born into the world, we're conditioned by everything around us. So it's a deconditioning to come back to you and your energetic strategy so you can move forward with ease. So understanding yourself in that way and understanding how you work can really unlock everything for yourself. So it's a mix of astrology, the I Ching, the chakra system, the Kabbalah, and science. And so the science part of it, which I absolutely love. So basically there's these little subatomic particles called neutrinos. And these subatomic particles, when they found out that they have a little bit of mass, they carry a little bit of information. And so at any point in time, there's all of these neutrinos passing around Earth, passing through us, and the information is imprinted by the planets around us. So when they found that out, they understood that when you're born, you're literally imprinted with a bit of information from the planets around us and the sun. So I thought that was really cool. And that's kind of the grounding force of human design. So everybody fits into five different design types. So you've got your manifestor, your generator, your manifesting generator, your projector, and your reflector. So the manifesting generator is a hybrid of the generator and manifestor. So it's got a lot of similar attributes of them both. So the generator really is like 37% of the of people on the planet are generators. So you guys, which you're a generator, you are the life force of the planet. You have so much energy. People want to be around you because you light up a room. You really just go for it. You're there at the forefront of everything. So the biggest thing is no one should ever try and keep up with a generator because they won't be able to, because you can do so much. You go and go and go. And that's like your biggest attribute. As long as you are doing things that light you up, it will be you. You'll gain so much success. So then you've got your manifesting generators. So the hybrids, so around 33% of the population are manifesting generators. As we mentioned before, both our partners are manifesting generators, so we know a lot about them. So they're people that can have a lot of things on the go. So I know that my partner, he's got multiple things on the go at all times. Again, they have so much energy. They're people that can manifest what they want and then have the energy to follow through with it, which is really cool. So it's important for them to tap into their sacral gut yes and no when making decisions. So if you have a manifesting generator partner, it's a really great tip for you to ask them, hey, what would you like to do today? Would you like to do this, this, or this? And they can tap into their gut and make the decision. If you say, hey, what do you want to do today? They're probably going to go, oh, I don't really know what I want to do, whatever you want to do. Like, that's the biggest piece that I find many gens. Yeah. So then you've got manifestors. So these are around 8% of the population. So manifestors are here to, as it says, manifest what they want into reality. So these guys, throughout history, have kind of been the kings, the queens, the emperors. They can kind of have a perception of being a little bit unstable in the past because they can manifest and create everything that they want. But if they're not in alignment, it can be the wrong thing and it can affect a lot of people. So manifestors are really people that want to do things on their own. They don't need anyone else to help them and they can't stand being told what to do. So rebellion comes within that manifesting design. They also are people that manifest and create something and then they need to retreat and recharge. So that's a manifestor. And then we have the projectors. So projectors are around 21% of the population. I myself am a projector. So these are more of the guides, the seers, the visionaries, the leaders. So it's important for the projector to really wait for the invitation, which means that if projectors go out and try and hustle and make things happen, they will be met with resistance. So if you're someone that's finding resistance at every turn, it could be that you're a projector. So it's really important for you to show up and be seen and show up with your gifts so that other people can see them and they can come to you. And then that's your invitation to say yes or no. So projectors are people that ebb and flow with their energy. So ebbing and flowing with the energy, just meaning like if you might have 1 week where you're really on, 1 week where you're really tired. So it's important for you to try and honor that and just really trust in your ebb and flow, because it can be quite frustrating when you're not just go, go, go all the time. A big thing for projectors I always hear from my clients is I feel lazy and I feel lazy to other people around me. But you're not lazy. It's just that you need to recharge. So then you have the lucky last, which are the reflectors. So 1% of the population. So very, very rare. So the reflectors are really here to reflect back to others who they are and what they're about and basically what life is all about. So they're here reflecting everyone back to each other. So reflectors really are here to make their decisions on a lunar cycle. So when you look at the human design chart, you have these centers which are based on the chakra system. And so reflectors have all of their centers open. So they're quite easily conditioned by everyone around them. And because of that, that's why it's important for them to make their decisions on a lunar cycle, which is the moon cycle. Because if they make split decisions, it can be that they're being conditioned by other people around them that have their centers defined. So they're quite rare, the beautiful reflectors. So basically that's the five different designs and that's a bit about human design.
Awesome. I even love just hearing about, what other types of people there are, because I think, you know, whether you're working in like a business where you have team or, you know, if you're in a relationship or just even with friends and family, I just feel like this is just such beautiful key information that is not only beneficial for yourself and getting to know yourself and how you work, but also just knowing how your partner works. Like, obviously I haven't learned that much yet, but even just like key things that I've like realized about both of me and my partner, I've just been like, whoa, like this is so helpful.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so excited to just learn more and more about this all. A question did just come to my mind though, which I think I think I already know the answer, but I would love to just ask anyway, just for, the listeners, in case this comes up for them. But manifesting, it is something that we can all do. So even if you aren't a manifestor by human design, you can still manifest, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's the biggest question that I get. So everyone wants to be a manifestor. Everyone wants to be a manifesting generator. It's really the two designs everyone wants to be because they feel like they're the only ones that can manifest, which is not true. Everybody can manifest what they want. It just means, for example, a manifestor, they don't need anyone else around them to be able to do what they want to do. So it's easily done for them. And that's the same as the manifesting generator. So for example, the generators, you're here to wait to respond. Projectors are here to wait for the invitation. Reflectors take a full cycle to make a decision and do what they want to do. So it just means that the manifestors, the manifesting generators, just things roll a little bit more quickly and easily for them. So that's why everyone wants to be them. But all our designs are beautiful in their own right.
Absolutely. I'm so glad I asked that because I think that's something that, I know myself personally. I'm like, I want to manifest everything. And like, I also know we absolutely can. But also just so important to clarify that as well. Oh my gosh. Okay. Let's get into it then.
Amazing. Okay, cool. All right. So your chart. So we're going to dive into the following things. We're going to dive into your type, your authority, so the way you make decisions, your definition, which is what's consistent and reliable within you. Your profile, which is your conscious and unconscious personality parts, and then your incarnation cross. So this is the role you play when you're living your highest expression. And then your sign. So this is a sign that shows you that you're living within your design. And then your not self theme. So this is a reoccurring theme that happens when you're not living within your design. And then your environment, the environment where you most thrive. So we're going to dive into all of these now. All right. Okay, cool. So you're a generator. So generators are really, generators are really the life force of the planet. So you have endless amounts of energy. You're the last one standing. So you might find that you're the person that can wake up in the morning, do what you need to do, go to work, come home, work on your business, go for a run, talk to a friend, then you crash in a heap. And then you get up and you do it again the next day and you can do that consistently. Do you find that you can have, you have that kind of energy?
Yeah. Sometimes I wonder there are definitely days that I don't, but sometimes I've actually wondered I could go to bed at midnight and also just wake up at 5:30 and go and watch sunrise. And that's actually just cool to already just know that that's part of my design.
Yeah, absolutely. So the times when you don't, when you won't have that energy is basically when you're not using your authority and your strategy to engage in life. So you're kind of making decisions that aren't aligned to you. And that can literally leave you a couch potato on in your house. You're just done. You've got no energy at all. So if you are a generator and you're in that headspace, it's always good to just take a stock take of what's happening in your life to try and change what you're doing and listen to and tap into your authority and your strategy, because generators should really be here with that energy. You're the life force of the planet. Everyone wants to be around you. When you're in a work situation or in some kind of you're an entrepreneur, you can really get things done and you can magnetize what you want within that. Cool. So basically that is you're a generator. So your strategy. So the strategy for a generator, this is a really big piece because, as I mentioned before, when we're born onto the planet, we're conditioned by everything around us, whether that be good or bad. We just are. That's just what happens. So your strategy is really to wait to respond. So it's actually going against how you've been conditioned in your life and everyone, basically. Mm-hmm. So waiting to respond, it's not just waiting back and just waiting for things to happen to you. It's getting up, doing life, but creating things that are happening in your life that are aligned to you so that you can respond to the right things. So it's really tapping into your gut, your sacral gut, yes or no. And so that will allow you to respond to the right things. So that's the biggest misconception, is just like, oh, okay, wait to respond. I'm just not going to do anything, which is not correct. Because you have so much energy, you're going to be out there doing what you want to do. It's just important for generators to be able to kind of make a career decision or make any kind of decision in their life that is kind of heartfelt for them, that is in alignment for them, and that they're not kind of living life that they don't like. You know what I mean by that. Yeah. So you're creating the right things to respond to. So a hard thing for you within that piece is basically not putting your perceived sense of timing on your life, because you're going to come up short. So it's a patience piece, which as a projector, I wait for the invitation. It's very similar. So when you want to just go out and make things happen and hustle and go for it and initiate, it's not going to end up well for us. So as generators, you're there to wait to respond to things happening around you. So the next is your authority. So this is the way that you make decisions. So you're an emotional solar plexus authority. It does, you have your sacral and your solar plexus defined. So you're going to find that you're a dance between the two. So basically your emotional solar plexus, you're someone that feels the full range of emotions. Do you feel like that?
I'm the biggest happy you will ever meet. Like, it's unbelievable. I was I just want to like share this just because it's so funny. I went to my partner's great auntie's like birthday on the weekend. Didn't know anyone. Like, it was the first time I was meeting like this like other distant side of his family. And they were doing like speeches for her. This is like the first time I'm meeting this part of his family. I'm crying at everything. I'm like, aww. I literally turned to him. I'm like, this is why you don't bring an empath to parties. Yeah. And like, we both just laughed. Like, he gets it. But it was just like, yeah, one of those things that I was like, far out. I'm so, such an emotional being.
I love that. I love that so much. And you are, you really, really are. You feel the full range of emotions, which is great because you feel the fullest expression of life. You know, you're a generator, you're the life force, you're feeling everything, which is absolutely incredible. When it comes to decisions, it's really important that you sleep on it. It's really important that you take a moment and you sleep on decisions before you make them, because you can get wrapped up in your emotions and maybe make the wrong decision. So it's going to require a bit of patience to be able to do that. But, and if you need to make a decision, you can say, okay, I'm sorry, I just need a second. You might need to sleep on it, so to speak, but just take a second for yourself to really feel and tap into that, that decision. So when you're feeling the highs of highs, but when you're feeling the lows of lows, just be really kind to yourself. It's great to kind of create a bit of a self-love routine so that you can kind of move through that, because you do feel that range of emotions. Awesome. So that's your authority. So that's the way you make your decisions. So within that, you do have your sacral defined. So you also can tap into your gut, yes or no. Do you find you make like a gut decision? Is that how you've made decisions?
Yeah, all the time. Like, it's always like that intuitive hit that's just like, yep, do it. Or like, yeah, that soul nudge, whatever you want to like call it.
Absolutely. Yeah. So you're going to be a dance between the two. So you can tap into your gut. And that works in with taking a moment to sleep on it, and you'll be able to make that decision. Awesome. So your definition, so this is what's consistent and reliable within you. So there's two sets of defined centers in your body so that are not connected by a defining channel. So you're a split definition. So because of this, you're missing a bit of a consistent flow throughout your chart. And so when you're not living within your strategy and your design, this is when you can start to not feel whole. And this is basically a marker where you can come back to your sacral gut yes, or you're sleeping on it and making that decision for yourself. So within this split definition, it's really, you might be someone that doesn't feel quite whole on their own, that you might feel more whole with a partner. Is that something that you feel, you felt?
So I'm a boss bitch, like I can be independent, but like I love connection. Like it's, and it's funny because I've just been on this journey lately, and I'm really realizing lately that I'm so fine on my own and I love my alone time, but like I love connection so much.
Absolutely. And so with that, you might find that you want to go to cafes, or you might want to work with people, or you might want to connect with people. And it's when you do, you feel that more wholeness about you. So a single definition is someone that kind of feels whole without anybody. And they can be in a relationship, but they can also be away from their partner, and they feel a bit more whole in that way. So yes, you're a split definition. So just connecting with people is good for you. So you're a 4-6. Just on a side note, can you hear the noise in the background? Because I'm going to shut the door.
No, I can't.
Okay, cool. Awesome. Sorry, you're going to have to cut that bit out. okay, cool. So you are your profile. So you're a 4-6. So this is your personality. So this is basically an element about you that is conscious and unconscious. So you've got the conscious and then the more hidden parts, which is the unconscious. So the first number is more conscious and the second number is more unconscious. So basically 4-6s, you're here to do your thing. You're here to find fulfillment for you and purpose for you, which, I mean, you already have an incredible business. So it seems that you're on the right path and you have that sense of fulfillment and purpose and passion, which is absolutely incredible. So you are very influential over your inner circle, and this is where you're going to generate the most opportunities from. So your inner circle is all the people that you can kind of touch and touch base with. And so creating that inner circle and creating that community, you could say, is really important to you. And by doing that, that's where your opportunities will arise from. So you're really friendly, personable, you're a social being, you know how to handle other people. It's important though that you do tap into your authority and you're on the right track with, you know, what you desire and what you want, because you can end up in burnout or tiredness if you don't. Have you found that, like, you've been in your life on a path that's maybe not quite aligned and you're just burnt the F out?
Even now there are certainly days that I'll just do stuff because I feel I have to. And yeah, of course it leads to like burnout and tiredness. And it's just so funny. Like, I just want to say, like, so much of what you're telling me, it's like, I know, but like to hear it, it kind of, I just know moving forward gets to change like the way of doing life. Because like I was saying, like before this call, it was like, I knew, you know, doing things that light me up, that's an alignment, and doing things that don't feel good is not an alignment. However, I was still in this like way of like, no, but I have to do it. Mm-hmm. Whereas like looking at my chart, I'm like, no, like I actually don't. Like, it's actually really cool.
And generators as a whole, when you start something, you want to finish it. You want to go all the way. And so within that, it's important that it's the right thing, because you will go all the way, even if it's the wrong thing, and then you will end up in burnout. So yes, that's an important thing to keep in mind. Okay, cool. So the 6 in your profile, so you're a 4-6, so the opportunist role model. So the 6 in your profile, I also have a 6 in my profile. So I laughed when I found this information out. So it's really, the 6 is self-discovery. So for the first 30 years of your life is going to be trial and error. You might experience some chaos. You're just rolling your eyes. You might experience some chaos, a little inconsistency. This can lead to a bit of a pessimistic view in life, but it's okay, because you're someone that needs to taste and trial everything. And it's fantastic that you're out there living your life and doing that. It just means when you come into your 30s, you'll be at a place where everything kind of settles and you'll be in a place where things can kind of, they feel a bit more grounded and you can move forward. So within that, coming into your 50s is when you're really going to reach your true power and potential, and you're really going to shine in your 50s, which I think is, someone said to me, they were like, oh no, I've got to wait to my 50s. I was like, no, you don't have to wait to your 50. But it's an exciting thing to know that you kind of go through these cycles, and when you hit 50, you'll be even more empowering. You'll be at such a beautiful place.
Interesting. Yeah, I'm just like, yeah, it's funny that you mentioned, it's funny, it is what it is, really, because I'm like literally in this season of, like, as I was saying to you before our call, I was saying to you that I'm going through like this season of trial and error. And it's also like, can be super frustrating, because I'm also that person that just, when they go in, they want to go all in. Mm-hmm. But sometimes that just might not be the case, because yeah, I've got to try many different things, which yeah, I guess you just kind of have to, yeah, accept it for what it is and find the light in it, because it does get to be really epic. Like you were saying, you know, it's not about waiting till you're 30 or 50 to enjoy life. It's like, yeah, just yeah, being aware of what it is right now, yeah, and finding that way of like, yeah, just making it epic.
And giving yourself grace, you know, like I'm 30 this year, and my 20s, I feel like have been hard. Like, I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm excited to reach 30 and move forward. I feel like they've been a challenge, but I know that everything that I've done has led me to where I am. And there's not, every step when I look back is like, that led me to that, which led me to that, which led me to where I am now. So just giving yourself the grace that things might not feel like they're working out, but they will work out and you are on the right path. Yeah. Okay, cool. So your incarnation cross. So this is basically an energy or role you play when you're living your highest expression of your design. So following your strategy authority. So this is not something that you have to try and achieve. This is just something that you innately will do well at, or in, you innately are, sorry. It just is who you are, the fabric of your being. So the right angle of the unexpected means that you'll run into unexpected things in your life, whether it's coincidental or it could be the energy around you. So it's basically just like the yin and yang in your life, the ups and downs. So you might be constantly going through life and be like, oh, I didn't expect that to happen, or, oh, what, that was random. So they can be positive, they can be negative, they can be up, they can be down. So it's just important to be grounded throughout that. And so this is a tribal cross. So it's meaning that you are here to stand up for and support your tribe. And you can literally be someone that bends the law for your tribe, your community, and nurture the people around you.
Yep, that sounds like me.
Sounds like you?
Yep.
Okay, cool. So the sign that you are living your design is satisfaction. Sorry. So when you're feeling satisfied, you're nodding. Yep. So when yep, you're feeling satisfied, you are living your design. You this, know. You, yep. Yeah.
This
you
was go. One of those things that, like, I did find out before, like, this call. This was one of the things that I found just by, like, Googling my chart. And it's so funny because ever since, I've just been more consciously aware. Like, I actually use the word satisfy a lot because mm-hmm, I am very in alignment with my life, because I make that conscious effort. So now that, like, I'm fully aware that when I do say I'm satisfied, I'm like really living in alignment. So it's just been one of those really, like, awesome things as well to just, yeah, know and understand.
Absolutely. And so with that, for example, with myself, I'm a projector and mine is success. And I've always said to people, I need to be successful. I need to be successful. And I've had therapists and healers say, you need to change the word successful because it's actually at the detriment of you. And when I found out my human design, I was like, I get why I've always been saying I need to be successful, because that's my North Star. Like, your North Star is satisfaction. So it's really just like you, when I found that out, I was like, oh my gosh, I say that all the time. Like, yeah, that's me. Yeah. So cool. Okay, awesome. So you're not self-themed. So when you're not living within your alignment, you're nodding your head deeply again, you're going to feel frustrated. So I have a generator friend and she's always like, oh, I'm so frustrated right now. So frustration can be a little marker for you that you are not living within your design. Things are maybe not happening the way that you want to happen, or it can just be that marker that you go, okay, feeling frustrated today. What's happening in my life that's not working? What's happening that I can change? And just using that as, yeah, as your marker. That's probably my biggest bit of advice with your not self theme. Okay, cool. So now we're on to your environment. So your environment, where you thrive, is shores, melting pots, places where multiple different elements and cultures come together. So this doesn't mean, it doesn't have to be literal that you're, you know, on the shore, but it's places where you can really feel lots of different things happening around you and energy. So it could be in the middle of a city. It could be, yes, in an environment where there's things happening. It could be, say, at markets, at festivals, like just in that kind of environment. Do you find like you thrive?
Yeah, it's funny that like the first word there is shores, because like the beach is my everything, and I'm so grateful that like I live, you know, a 5-minute drive from the beach, because this morning like I woke up at sunrise and I just sat at the beach and like I just watched the shores. Like it was just
beautiful.
It's at that time I just feel so grounded and like exactly where I'm meant to be, and just feel so nurtured and nourished and so held by like the universe.
Yeah, amazing. I also have this environment, really understand being at the beach and feeling that groundedness. Yeah. Okay, cool. So we've got your centers. So your centers are not dissimilar to the chakra system. So within your human design chart, when people pull up their chart online, it will come up with a little picture of a person and all of these centers in the middle. As I just said, not dissimilar to the chakra system. So this is basically a dance between the communication of each other. So this is how we're all kind of intrinsically connected with our energy. So you've got your undefined versus defined. So if you have your a center in your chart that's defined, this means that it's an energy that's consistent and reliable within you. And if you have it undefined, this means that you're more easily susceptible to conditioning around you. So for example, if you have, say, a defined sacral and I have an undefined sacral, the sacral is really the life and the energy within you, which you do have that. That's why you're a generator, and mine actually is undefined. So there you go. If we have that happening, I'm going to pick up on your energy and I'm going to pick up on your life force, and I'm going to feel really good and energized around you and go, go, go. And then when I come away from you, I'm going to go, oh, okay. That was a lot. That was amazing. But this is, I'm just, okay, this is me. And I'm back to my kind of inconsistent energy.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So you have your defined centers. So you've got your heart / ego defined. So this is really rare, which is really cool. So you are someone that can literally move mountains. You're someone that can harness all of the willpower and the energy within you to get shit done, basically, which is very, very cool. So you have your solar plexus, which is the far right triangle. So this is also defined. So this means that you're someone with a full range of emotions, which we've already discovered. Then you have your root center. And so that is the bottom center. So having the root center defined means you're able to withstand and handle pressure to get the job done. So within that heart center defined, you're someone that can move mountains, and you've got your root center defined so you can get the job done, which is absolutely incredible. Which that comes back to what we were talking about, how when you start something, you can finish it to the end.
Yeah.
So your spleen, so your far left triangle. So this means that you have the energy and the presence that lights up a room, which, as we mentioned, life force of the planet, that's just as a generator is. You come into a room and everyone's like, oh my gosh, who's that person with that incredible energy? I want to go stand with them. Then you have your sacral, so your life force and staying power. So your sacral is the second up from the bottom. So having the sacral defined allows you to get the job done every time as well. And then undefined. So you've got your crown. So right at the top. So this is the inspiration. So not having a defined crown means that you are open to all sorts of inspirations. So a great example of this is I have my top crown defined. My best friend has hers undefined. When I was coming up with an idea in my business and I was getting really excited, and I was I'm going to do this. And we were chatting away. She's like, oh my gosh, I think I want to do that too. And then she really jumped on board what I wanted to do, but it was because I have mine defined. I was really inspired and lit up, and she just grabbed onto my energy. So then the next day when I spoke to her, she was like, oh no, I actually don't really want to do that. So when you have an undefined crown, it's really important for you when you're feeling inspired and lit up by things, just to take a moment by yourself to feel if it's right for you.
So I feel like that's literally me today. Like that is probably why I've needed to take time offline, like over these next days, because I've had a lot of like inspiration coming at me this week and like advice and stuff. And I've just been like, whoa, like I need a hot min to like figure out myself.
Yeah, absolutely. And so yeah, sleeping on it. That's your authority. So your mind, so this is the second triangle from the top. So having an undefined mind can mean that you can be easily forgetful and sometimes a bit distracted. You're nodding your head, yes. And sometimes absent-minded. So then your throat, so this is expressing and manifesting. So this is also undefined. So an undefined throat can mean that you can sometimes struggle to express yourself and your words effectively. So once you're in the presence of someone with a defined throat, you can easily express yourself and you might want to talk their head off or you might want to get everything out. So then your G center, so that is the diamond shaped center in the middle. So having an undefined G center means that you're easily affected by your environment and people around you. So this is where you get your sense of self from. So it can be people with a defined G center, they know who they are, they know where they're going. If yours is undefined, you can sometimes be swayed and influenced by the people around you. Awesome. So they are your centers.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. I'm just, I'm loving this so much. I'm like, I get it. I'm me. Like,
yes.
Literally just, yeah, again, what I know, but it's just so good to like actually be 100% certain that's like actually me.
Definitely. And I just got off a client call and she just said to me, she goes, I wrote it down. She goes, literally, you've just validated my existence. Like you have just told me who I am and I know who I am, but it's just given me so much like self-love that I can be who I am. And I was like,
I know, I'm feeling that. I'm actually feeling like a lot of love for myself in like a way of like, there's nothing wrong with you. You are different to other people. Like everyone is different. You don't have to be like anyone else. Like you are you, and like that is your power. And so like I'm just sitting here, I'm like, oh, yes, like yes, that's me. Like
that's so good. Yeah, that's so good. And that's what I love sharing with people. I love that so much, everything that you just said. So beautiful. Okay, cool. So then we've got love and work. So how to work with the generator. So take things off my plate that I'm not excited about and check it with me to make sure that I'm feeling lit up and satisfied with my work. Honor my no's and trust my yeses. I'm an unstoppable force and everyone around me will benefit from my energy. So how to love a generator. So remind me how good I feel to be around. Again, take things off my plate I'm not excited about. Ask me specific yes, no questions to help me drop into my sacral gut, yes. And when I know something, I know. So give me the opportunity to pursue my desires and what I love, even if you don't understand them. And so that is all. That is your human design chart.
Stop smiling so much, but like I just can't. Oh, thank you so much. This
You're so welcome.
Has just been so like beneficial, and yeah, you know, I'm just going to keep repeating myself. And I think it's because, like, I know there'll be people listening that are like, but she already knew this. It's like, yeah, I did. Mm. But having that confirmation that it's legit, like, it's your game plan for life, like, that just changes things so much, because it's not a matter of, like, you know, what you were even saying about yourself, like, it's not you just being lazy if you feel like super tired. It's like, no, like, you actually get to refill your cup. And, like, you know, it's just knowing these things about yourself that it's like, yeah, you just get to give yourself that compassion and, like, yeah, just go about life in a full alignment, which I'm just so excited for, because literally, like, alignment is everything to me. And yeah, I'm just so excited to, like, move forward with, like, yeah, just, yeah, continuing to live in alignment and not feel like, yeah, I'm missing anything.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And for you, waiting to respond will be the biggest thing that you can do moving forward. And it sounds like you're already doing that, but that will really change the game for you. So play around with it. I know that we're not perfect, but that will allow you to magnetize things with ease. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you so much. You're and welcome. Before we close off this recording, mm-hmm. I would love for you to share, like, with people, if they would love to work with you, like, how can they find you and et cetera?
Absolutely. Yeah. So you can just jump onto my Instagram. So it's at Morgan Prentice. So Morgan and then Prentice, P-R-E-N-T-I-C-E. And then just connect with me on there. That's probably the best way to do it.
Amazing. Yeah. And I'll leave your Instagram handle, like, those links in the show notes. So for everyone listening, if you want to go and check out Morgan, like, yeah, go to the show notes and you'll find all of that. And yeah, I will speak to everyone else in another episode next week. Thank you so much, Morgan, for coming on today.
Thank you. Thanks so much.